perhaps consider if packing lunches in the morning really is the routine for you. And you might think this is way too simplified for me. That's fine. You can add things back on without an issue. But just try it. Most of the time, we don't have to do half the steps that we think we do. Hi guys, and welcome back to the House to Homemaking podcast. I'm your host, Jamie, and today I've got one question for you. Are you struggling with clutter today? I want to streamline your routine using the SPACE framework. Now that is a five-step framework which takes you from absolute overwhelmed beginner to really creating a space and a routine that works for you. So if you've ever felt like your home and your routine are pushing you into a corner, or if you're feeling overwhelmed by your day-to-day tasks, I get it, you're tired of clutter and you know you need to declutter, but the starting point just seems so elusive, today is the day to streamline your routine using the SPACE framework. So without further ado, let's dive in. Ever wondered how less could be more? If your debt and clutter piles have grown too tall and your time too short, leaving you caught in the hustle of modern day motherhood, you're in the right place. I'm Jamie Hansen, your guide on the House to Homemaking podcast to reclaim your time, declutter your life, and embrace your true calling. My mission is to help you reclaim your time, steward your stuff, and craft a simpler, joy-filled life. Together, we'll transform the time you spend serving others into a system to focus on what truly serves your every day. The chaos ends here. Just turn your house into a haven you can call home. Buckle up and enjoy the show. Okay, welcome back. So ever felt like your home and routine are pushing you into a corner? Perhaps that is literally your day today. Are you feeling overwhelmed by your everyday tasks? I get it. I have been there. You're tired of clutter. Yes, and you know you need to declutter, but the starting point just seems so elusive. Okay, so what do you do? Maybe you're like me, that in your struggle, you listen to a podcast, you watch countless YouTube videos on individual rooms and whole house declutters, and you get motivated, but it's just not that easy, right? You have things everywhere. And every time you pick up the living room, then go wipe the kitchen counters and get into a mildly optimistic flow with your day, you hear the whole Lego box being emptied out in the living room again, okay? Now you're thinking, how am I going to find the time and space to declutter a whole room? And surely you never get to the whole house, right? Now hold that thought, mama. Don't rush into decluttering your kitchen or your bedroom first. We are not working on room here. We are utilizing the SPACE framework today to streamline our routine. And the best thing is, the SPACE framework, yes, it's aptly named. I do love a good acronym for your spaces, but they are your spaces that your routines function within. So you will be able to apply this framework to other parts of your daily routine. So let's get started here. The first thing that I want to say is that decluttering a whole room is the first thing I said no to. Decluttering a whole room is such an enormous task, okay? I know it seems like the one thing that we need to get over, but if you are feeling swamped, tackling an entire room is honestly overly ambitious. And if you're truly overwhelmed already, the process will be hard on your mental focus and taxing on your body, and it will be taxing on your time. And your time is precious, I know. So between the rubbish that you have lying around, the trash, the possessions, and your current everyday routine, not to mention how your family operates within your home any given day, it's really all too daunting to wrap your head around going in and decluttering and finishing that task. I have been there, but there is a more effective way. And that way, in a nutshell, is turning your last thing into the next right thing. So I'm going to jump ahead to today's system on taking action on this next right thing, how to identify what that thing is for you, what will do for your overwhelm and for your routine, and how to create lasting change within your home, okay? So like I said, I do love a good acronym, and for our steps today, we have the acronym SPACE. The SPACE framework. The S stands for spot, P is for pinpoint, A is for anticipate, C is for cleanse, E is for embrace, okay? So I wanna first tell you how I learned to declutter using this SPACE system. And in short, this SPACE systems means you identify the latest incident, okay? And then follow through with the next appropriate action. It basically means you identify the most recent thing, like I said, and you do the next right thing. So to give you clarity on this process, I'm going to share an example, which is a very, very real personal story of my SPACE system. For now, imagine this. I was arriving home late. I had no meal plan in place, and it's pouring rain outside. As life at the time would have it, pretty much every day, the hat I needed was nowhere to be found, okay? And it's raining. Out the door, I rushed, and I managed to somehow pick up the kids. I know, we always managed to do it somehow. And finally, get back home. I then decided to quickly prep something for dinner. Like I said, I didn't have a meal plan in place, but I've done this, or some version of this routine many times before, and I know I can certainly do it again. Despite the odds, it all falls into place and I somehow make it to the end of the day. Sounds okay, right? Like, what's the issue here? But I am so tired and overwhelmed that all I find myself doing is staring blankly into the wall, and a solid like 5 minutes go by. I'm pretty sure I've done this, and 20 minutes have gone by. So I'm staring into the wall, and then at some point, whether that's 5 minutes or 20 minutes later, depending on the day, I'll look around, I fight back the tears, and I'll think, this might just be me, but I think, I'll just wipe the table. So I start wiping, and I find myself picking up the next item that I see, and then the next. There's a sense of peace in putting my house somewhat together, but I know already that this will be the exact same routine again tomorrow. So moving through my house, I trip over the shoes in the hallway, and while I'm moving them aside, of course I spot the missing hat I needed for the school run earlier, right? So I hang up today's clothes and a few other items that have fallen during the morning rush, and then it hit me. The excess clutter all over my house was a problem. I kind of knew that already. It was a problem. But why was this space that I'm standing in right now in the hallway, why was this space crucial? And why was this the space where things kept going wrong? It's because it's a high traffic area. It's a high traffic area for your routine. This was a high traffic area for my routine. It's where we come and where we go and where I expect to find things, and I can't find them, okay? This area needed to be streamlined today, okay? Not my junk drawer, not my bedroom, not my kitchen cupboards, okay? This very spot was the source of 2 days overwhelmed. This is the next right thing. So I'm going to guide you on how to identify it, your own next right thing, to help you avert another chaotic day. So grab a notebook, your notepad, a pen. It's time to streamline your space. Okay guys, so if you're getting some value today, I just wanted to let you know about the free 4-week Cultivating Peace series happening right here on the podcast in a couple of weeks. If you're overwhelmed with clutter and overwhelmed with your cluttered finances, I have created this series just for you. If you don't know where to start, the Cultivating Peace series have guided micro steps just like this for you over a 4-week period, but more on this later. For now, grab your notepad and pen and let's identify your next right thing. Okay guys, so before we jump in, I think it's important that you get a really good overview of what the space decluttering system or framework really is. Remember that I said that it stood for spot, pinpoint, anticipate, cleanse, and embrace. Okay, so I'm going to tell you what the actions you will do within these overall. So number one is to spot your most stressful area. And as a hint, no, it's not a whole room. This is going to be a function within your routine that causes you the most stress right now. This isn't about a large scale overhaul, it's about targeting the most impactful area in your daily routine. Is it the hallway where the shoes pile up or the kitchen counter where your mail accumulates? Okay, number two is the pinpoint. So you need to pinpoint why and when it becomes the most stressful. So you need to examine your routine. This step is a lot about introspection. So a lot of areas will work at different times throughout your day, but this specific stressful area will have higher levels of stress during a certain part of your daily routine. So you need to identify why that is and when that is, okay? So pinpoint this first. Why and when is it the most stressful? Understand why this area of your home is causing you stress. Is it because it's always messy or because it just disrupts your routine? Number three, you need to be anticipating. You need to anticipate your new routine. So visualization is a powerful tool. Imagine how smoothly your day would go if this area was clutter-free and organized. How much time and stress would you actually save? Number four is to cleanse the area. The physical act of decluttering is therapeutic, okay? You can't convince me otherwise. But discard the rubbish, relocate misplaced items, and sort out items based on their frequency of use. This step will be about creating a space that serves you rather than hindering you. But I'll get into more examples in a minute. Step number five is embrace. So acceptance is key. Moving a thing or two back, I want you to know it isn't failure, it's progress. It's a sign that you are learning what you need more than you initially thought. And remember to enjoy the new space and let it boost your mood, let it replenish your energy. But of course, we're going to dive deeper and I want to give you some really, really good examples here today. So we're going to start from the beginning. Really imagine your house as we go through this. Grab your notebook, grab your pen, and do the work. While I go talk through the examples, some might relate to you, some might not, but we're going to do some good work here. So like I said, let's start with number one. And the first thing we are going to do is spot. We're going to spot and identify your most stressful area. So no, it's not a whole room, it will be most likely part of a room that functions within your routine. Again, it's not about a large-scale overhaul. Instead, it's about targeting the most impactful area in your daily routine. For example, is it your kitchen counter, which also doubles as a dumping ground for school bags, lunch boxes, or mail? Is it your entryway where shoes, coats, keys pile up or causing just a messy start to your day? I want to give you some good examples of some areas and what it would look like and how you would walk through this process. Spotting and identifying your most stressful area, I want to follow with some actions you could take. For example, if it's your kitchen counter, that is a constant source of stress, like it is for many mums, it becomes cluttered with mail, it becomes cluttered with school papers or miscellaneous items, and it makes it difficult to prepare meals, right? And we have a tiny kitchen. This becomes such a huge frustration of mine, or it used to at least. So the first thing that we're going to have to do, if the kitchen counter is the source of your stress, you need to start by decluttering the kitchen counter completely. You need to sort through the mail and you need to create a system for handling it, whether that is a designated tray or a folder for important document. But most of all, most documents that at least end up on my counter, I don't need. If it is an appointment that I have coming up or a doctor's or a meeting, I need to put that immediately into my calendar and I need to set a reminder. So I want to go through and action the items the same. If it's something that you have coming up as a one-off, set it in your calendar, set your reminders on your phone, including any details from the letters that you might have, and then you have it already set to go. Phone numbers, any addresses, etc. Put it all in one place and get rid of the paper copy. If it's bills that need paying, make sure you action those, get it out and get it done with. If it's any school papers, do exactly the same. A lot of it might just be junk, so make sure that you trash that right away. So sort through your mail and create your system for handling it. You can have a designated tray, perhaps a folder for your important document, and then create a designated spot specifically for school papers, okay? If it's a bulletin board or a folder with things that you need to keep up, but keep them organized. You need to know what you need to keep and what you don't, so use some discernment here. But most of the time, we do have an app these days for our kids' school, and we do not need to keep any extra letters coming home. If it's a specific reminder, again, I'll put it on my phone. Lastly, establishing a routine for clearing the counter each evening to maintain a clean and stress-free space, okay? You need to make this habit a part of your everyday routine and action what's there. I know it sounds simple, but unless you work this into your new routine, it's just gonna start ending up in the same way. Another area that is often chaotic and overwhelming and makes it challenging to find what we need to find is the kids' playroom, okay? It might be challenging to find toys and to use toys appropriately. If you go into the playroom, the first thing you need to do, if this is your source of overwhelm, is to begin by decluttering and only focus today on getting rid of broken toys, okay? Anything that is too worn, too damaged, anything that's basically trash. If you do spot things that they genuinely don't use, trash it as well. I give you permission to do this. Okay, next thing I'm going to do is sort the remaining toys into categories, okay? I don't need you to invest in like really fancy bins and labeled containers. You probably, if you're overwhelmed with clutter, you will have some lying around that you can just repurpose. So use those, okay? Create a designated area for different types of these activities. Maybe you have a dog corner or a Lego station, just so that it can be a more of a focused area and it will be easier to teach your child how to manage that area for those specific toys, so everything isn't just scattered everywhere. And it can actually be really hard to then figure out what to do and where things go. From a child's perspective, it really becomes overwhelming so easily. Don't forget to involve the kids, of course, in the process and teach them the importance of cleaning up after playtime. I think that the importance of actually cleaning up after we're done is a lost art form. I know for a fact that we weren't taught that enough, at least not how to do it as a system, more to do it like work. So teaching your kids to do this and do it together and involving them is, of course, such a good thing. And the next thing you need to do is pinpoint, okay? P is for pinpoint. So once you have spotted your area, pinpoint and identify why and when this area is the most stressful, okay? So you need to look inside of your routine. Pinpoint why the area is stressful is a start, but the magic truly happens if we can also identify when it becomes the most stressful. This step, like I said earlier, is about introspection. understand why this area of your home is causing you stress and overwhelm. This is key to creating a solution and being successful within your daily routine. So some thoughts guide you might be, the kitchen counter is stressful because it's the first thing you see when you walk in and it's always cluttered. Or the entryway is stress might come from the chaotic morning rush with everyone scrambling to find their shoes and their coats. So let's look at some ways to pinpoint and identify both the whys in an area, why they're stressful and when it's causing overwhelm within your routine, and some ideas you can implement to reduce the clutter within your routine. For example, the kitchen counter becomes stressful during your breakfast and meal prep times. That's your when. Because there is limited space, that's your why, and items are difficult to find. So in this case, you need to analyze your morning routine and identify, of course, your pain points here. Consider implementing a system for organizing frequent used items like your utensils, your cutting boards, your spices within easy reach, but only your frequently used ones. Don't be afraid to put what isn't frequently used away temporarily until you can live with this space for a little while. Okay, keep the frequently used ingredients and tools grouped together, and it will minimize time for searching for them. It'll save time during meal preparations. Or another thing would be like your laundry room, right? It becomes overwhelming when there's piles of dirty clothes that's accumulated, and that will cause you stress. It'll make it difficult to, for example, keep up with the laundry, and that's your why. So it becomes overwhelming when your dirty clothes accumulate. Why it becomes difficult is because it's difficult to keep up. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. So determine why the laundry room becomes overwhelming. Is it due to the lack of organization? Or is it like the kitchen counter is due to limited space? Or is it because there's a heavy laundry load? Create a system for sorting your dirty clothes, such as separate hampers or baskets for different categories. You probably already have that, like whites, colors, delicates, etc. And in my house, I'm going to tell you right now, the laundry routine, it's so simplified that it's almost ridiculous. I just tell everybody to put everything straight into the laundry, okay? We've really stopped wearing whites. We have three boys. They do not really wear any whites. I have a few white things and I will wash them separately. I usually wash them with the sheets because I also have white sheets. That would be my own ones, okay? Everything else, I just tell them at the end of the day to just put it all straight into the washing machine and I will turn it on if it's full. That's the way we cycle through it. And then overnight it will run and I'll hang it the next morning. And this is the perfect way. Some have wool socks or merino wool clothes in the winter, and I will just be mindful of them going in there, and I will do like a lower wash. It'll be 30 degrees or something. But apart from that, everything just goes in. And you don't have to streamline it like this. I know it's not for everyone, but it's just saved me so much time, so much hassle. I don't really have to touch anything apart from turning it on and then make sure it's dried and put it back. And most of the time, especially for the older two boys, of course, I'll fold it for them, but I'll have them put it back. For my youngest, we don't even need to do folding. We've started now, but we haven't really had to do it. Everything goes in one basket, like all his trousers is in one basket. Just throw them in. Same with the tops. Just throw them in a different basket and you just pull them out. Otherwise, we find that they'll just end up undoing the work and you've wasted all the time folding anyway. I do help to fold the oldest kids, but they put their clothes away. So I hope that makes sense. You don't need to streamline it like this, but you need to be identifying what's causing your problem and overwhelm. And it might just be for a season. Just give your new solution a try. I give you permission to simplify it as much as possible. And you might think this is way, way too simplified for me. That's fine. You can add things back on without an issue, but just try it. Most of the time, we don't have to do half the steps that we think we do. Like I said, for your laundry room, you can install shelves or cabinets to store your laundry supplies and your fabric softeners, etc. But the most important thing is that you establish a regular laundry routine to prevent overwhelming buildup and allocate specific days for each steps, okay? For your sorting, for your washing, for your folding, for your putting away. This works easy for me. Like I said, everything will be run at nighttime only if the machine is full. And I know that the next morning I will be hanging this washing, okay? That's literally all there is. I'll wait for it to dry. We've taken out a tumble dryer in place for a dishwasher. But that's just what we're doing in the season of life. And then once it's dry, because we've taken out our tumble dryer, it actually takes like 2 days for everything to fully dry. And that's fine. By that point, I'll have another load to go. But I've had 1 or 2 days off, and then it's time to fold it and we'll put it away. So I'm never swamped. There's only such small tasks to do in one go, and it's spread out nicely, and we are a family of five. So the next thing you need to do is anticipate and imagine your new routine. Imagine what it feels like if instead your routine looked like this all the time, okay? Visualization is a powerful tool. Imagine if your kitchen counter only held the essentials, okay? Imagine if it only held the coffee maker and a fruit bowl. Picture yourself preparing breakfast without having to clear space among the clutter first. Huh? Visualize a streamlined entryway here with a designated spot for your shoes, for your keys, for your coats. And lastly, imagine how much smoother your morning would go if everything was already in its place. We have identified the when and why of our routine here, and when and why our routine seems overwhelming. Now, this is where we start to anticipate a new routine and training our brain to see the solution, okay, instead of the overwhelm. So how can you start to anticipate your new morning routine in the kitchen, for example? It might sound silly, but in your notepad, just write one sentence. Visualize your ideal morning routine in this kitchen, okay? Determine the essential items needed for your breakfast preparation. With your like dream breakfast, what are the essential items you need? Nothing else. Organize your kitchen in a way that supports this type of efficiency here. If you don't need an item, just try putting it away. You can always move it back. The next thing you need to do is create a designated area, of course, for your like coffee or tea supplies or your breakfast cereals or your utensils that you use for breakfast preparation only, okay? You don't need to have all the options out, only what you'd use that morning. Just give it a try and see how it feels and what that space would be like for you. Set up a designated spot for your lunch boxes or water bottles or school snacks, only for the ones you need to use, okay, to streamline your packing process. You might find at this point, which I know I definitely did, that once I started streamlining things, I realized that that was also all I needed most days. And other things that I didn't end up reaching for is, of course, what either end up being decluttered over time or just really put away long term, and it stops that overwhelm from kind of creeping back in. Better yet as well, perhaps consider if packing lunches in the morning really is the routine for you. And is it really a step that you want to be doing? If it is, that's great. This is where truly identifying our own routine and making it work for us in our home is key. I can't begin to describe how much stress and overwhelm I eliminated by simply packing lunches the evening before, often during dinner when much of the things that I needed I already had out. And then it all got washed in the dishwasher right after as well with dinner. Streamlining and batching are your BFFs in creating a routine and flow that serves you and your family. So I want to get back to like another example on anticipating your evening routine in, let's say, the bathroom, okay? So imagine your ideal evening routine in the bathroom. Maybe you can create a calming and organized environment of your dreams by decluttering your countertops and cabinets. But remember, always reach for the trash first. You're going to have trash, believe it or not, in like every single room. So always trash first. Here you can use drawer dividers or organizers. You can separate personal care items or implement an item skin routine by placing cleansers, toners, moisturizers, whatever you use within reach. But don't complicate it, okay? Focus on what would make your routine as simple to do as possible. You might have like 5 moisturizers. I beg you, okay? Try putting everything else away apart from what you're using right now. Take it out of your bathroom. I know it sounds counterproductive of like maybe putting it in your wardrobe and just trying that for a week, but take everything out that you're not going to need to use this week. And just live in it and see how it feels, okay? So step number 4 would be to cleanse the area. And there's no messing about here, but it's time to actually do the work. Whatever your area you're working on right now, start by tackling your trash in it, okay? I know I've repeated this a few times, but that's what you need to do. Your trash are your actual rubbish. Have you got all junk mail, bills, or maybe appointment letters that you no longer need on the kitchen counter? Have you got tags from clothes and items you never put in the bin? All receipts and shampoo bottles, broken items, they are all trash and they are going in the bin. Next up, you need to tackle what doesn't belong in that space, okay? What did someone just put down in this room or in this area that doesn't belong there? What did you use 2 weeks ago, but now you're not using it this week? You need to return it to its home, okay? But anything, again, I challenge you just for this week, anything that you won't need to use this week, remove it. Your extra shoes, coats, hats, etc. in the hallway. Look at the weather forecast for like the next 10 days. Just take away anything you're not going to need. Simple as that. And just live in it. Okay, the overwhelm you feel looking at all these things, like your brain is constantly scanning every single item, even if you think you're all right, you're really not. Just remove everything you're not going to use this week. Like I said, you need to tackle what doesn't belong in this space. And then you need to think about what you reach for daily. That's what you need to keep in the area you're doing and the area you're working on. What do you need and reach for daily? What about the things you reach for weekly? For example, we have raincoats for weekend walks. We don't need them every weekend because it doesn't rain every weekend. We only use them if it's raining, so we don't actually need to keep them out. I used to have them all out, but they would just pull down by a toddler 3 times per day in this hallway. That's why it was always so stressful. And I was like, oh, but we need them for our weekend walks, but we don't. We don't even use them every week because it doesn't rain every week on a weekend when we go for walks. Okay, so I rolled them up and I put them away. It just feels a million times better. I know where they are. If it comes to one weekend and it is raining, I know where to find them. It's okay. It's worth having that calm feeling in between. Just trust me on this. Just try it. If you do anything, just try it. So let's go through some examples of cleansing this area here. The physical act of decluttering can be therapeutic. Like I said, do not question me on this. But it doesn't have to be overwhelming when broken down into smaller action steps. The first thing you have to do is remove everything from the area. You need to discard anything that's rubbish. You need to relocate misplaced items. And then obviously you need to clean this space before you put anything back, but you're not going to be putting back a lot. You're only going to be putting back what you will be using in the next week or so. Plan your routine. Think about what you're going to be making for breakfast or dinner. Only have those items out. Try and make meals where you're going to be needing the same tools, okay? Make things easier for yourself. Streamline the process. Streamline your routine. For example, if we're talking about the kitchen counter, maybe it's time to create a dedicated space for school bags and lunchboxes elsewhere, not on the kitchen counter. I know. For the entryway, consider adding maybe a shoe rack or some hooks for your coats and for your keys, because maybe you don't have them. Especially for your keys. If that's something that you're constantly looking for, just stick a little sticky command hook on the wall and that's where your key goes. But maybe you need to start decluttering, for example, the kitchen pantry. What do? Empty the pantry and assess each item, okay? You need to, if this is where you're walking and you're overwhelmed, You need to again start by getting rid of the trash and the rubbish in a pantry that would be your expired or maybe in this case unused item. Just be okay with letting things go. If this is overwhelming, if you're not going to use something, just let it go. You can donate, of course, non-perishable goods if they're still in good condition, but you don't need to. Okay, not for this time around, not if things are overwhelming you. Okay, don't give yourself anything extra to do. Categorize the remaining items, group them together, group your canned goods or baking supplies or snacks. But again, really take your time here and think, what is it that you reach for? What are you going to be using in the next month? And maybe for this time around, be okay with losing a little bit of money and get rid of the rest. Plan your meals, plan what you're going to be doing in this pantry, what your routine is going to look like, and get rid of the rest. Okay, you can utilize your storage bins, your containers, or create a visually pleasing pantry if you want. You can label the shelves, do what you feel like doing, but think about your routine and how you're going to want to live in this space, because what you're doing now is not working. In the example of streamlining the entryway closet, you can start by removing, of course, all the items, assess each item, discard if anything's broken. Same process here, guys. It's all hooks. If you need to, use basket or bins for storing shoes. If you need to, consider adding extra functionality. If you need to, but only keep the things you're going to be using in your routine currently. Okay, if you don't want to get rid of things and you have somewhere else to put them and neatly store them away, like your garage or your basement, you can do that. You can do a mental note and think, this is where, if I don't reach them, I can declutter them at a later stage. You don't need to put yourself into a panic, but just remove it from this area that is your overwhelming routine space currently. I hope that makes sense. Always remember that no matter what area you're working on, you need to continue to discard the rubbish. Relocate misplaced items that don't belong there and sort out items based on their frequency of use. Like your raincoats for the weekend walks should not be easily accessible for your toddler to pull down thrice a day, okay? Number 5, embrace the change. Be okay with trying it. So you made the change by decluttering your routine. You've identified your last thing of overwhelm and you took action on the next right thing. What do you do now? You sit in it. That's what you do. Remember, as a side note here, moving a thing or two back isn't failure, it's progress. It's letting you know you need it more than you originally thought. There is no pressure. But in the meantime, breathe on that space. Breathe in this space. Maybe it's now your favorite space, when it was the last source of your daily stress, right? Or an area you enjoy instead of feeling overwhelmed in. Before you tackle the next area, take some time. Sit in the space you've created. Enjoy your space. Let your energy come back to you. Live in it. Make it functional. It's not going to be perfectly tidy all the time, but wait a week or two and still give it your attention. Focus on making it more functional. I cannot stress enough, pun intended, the importance of making a decision to simply embrace this change. Acceptance is key. After you've decluttered and organized, there may still be a few tweaks to make. That's okay. Maybe the shoe racks need to be closer to the door, or the hooks aren't at the right height. Adjust as necessary until the space works for you. Then, continue to enjoy your new space. Let it boost your mood. Let it replenish your energy. It won't be immaculate all the time, but please give it a week or two while maintaining your focus here. The goal is to enhance functionality. For example, embracing the organized kitchen counter might look like this. To embrace a clutter-free kitchen counter, you might need to recognize the positive impact that it has on your daily routine now. You might need to take a moment to actually appreciate the ease of meal preparation, okay, and the reduced stress of finding your necessary items. You might need to encourage your family members a little bit to maintain this organized space by setting clear expectations and revisit them as you grow in your new routine together. So once this is all done and you've lived in this new space and you've seen the effects it's had within your routine, then pick your next area to optimize. After you've embraced your new space, it's time to choose the next area to optimize. Go through space again, okay? Spot, pinpoint, okay? Start again. Don't rush, take your time. Remember, this is a journey, not a race. To summarize, the space method is a practical and manageable approach to decluttering. By targeting your specific high-stress areas and working systematically, you can create an organized, stress-free environment that works for you, not against you here. Okay, so before we finish up, I just need to tell you again about 4 weeks to less overwhelm with the Cultivating Peace series. If today's episode resonated with you or blessed you in some way and you are keen to make lasting change to your living space and routine, the upcoming 4 week Cultivating Peace series is perfect for you. This guided program is designed to help you navigate through the clutter and financial stress, providing you with actionable steps from the get-go and support along the way. You don't have to embark on this journey alone, so join us and let's cultivate peace together. This series will come up in a couple of weeks, absolutely free on the podcast. Thank you for tuning in to the House to Homemaking podcast. If this episode has blessed you, please take 30 seconds to support me by leaving a 5-star written review on the Apple podcast app. Your feedback helps me so much and it is truly invaluable to support me in creating more free content. Stay tuned for more episodes. I hope you have a blessed and wonderful week and I'll see you soon.